Buster Shepherd says that when he heard the Skagway Traditional Council was hosting a free formline class, he signed right up.
I like to make drums, but I don't know how to draw. So the formline was a way of learning how to draw and then to put it on the drum.
Shepherd broke out his current project to explain what he's learned so far.
This is what we did last night. And this is the beginning ovoid that I started with. And then I started to work from that. That's what you get. I have empty spaces still, but those I can fill in.
Over the past month, Shepherd and 24 fellow art students attended formline classes taught by Tlingit master carver and artist Wayne Price. Price lives in Haines, but has been working lately with the Skagway Museum on a canoe project. When tribal administrator Sarah Kinjo-Hisher heard Price was visiting Skagway regularly, and then he offered to teach formline classes there,
we said, yes, please.
Formline classes open to the public are a new offering at the Traditional Council. At first, Kinjo-Hisher says she wasn't sure if there would be enough community interest. Was she taken aback by the demand?
Yes, I was surprised, because I was just trying to make sure we fill a class to make it feasible to happen, but there was such a want from the community.
In a recent interview in Haines, Price explained how the classes began.
We started here in Haines. It's actually a brand new class that was created here with the Chilkoot Indian Association, and it caught on so well, and now it's branched into Skagway and gained a lot of momentum. I think the cross-cultural connection of both towns is very good.
Price says he learned the art form in Haines.
I started here at the Carl Heinmiller's Alaska Indian Arts, 1972. So, in fact, in this building I now own is where the AIA used to be, and now it's being turned into a shop. And of course, we're doing the canoes and paddles and designs right out of my home now. So it's kind of evolved.
According to the textbook, Learning by Designing, formline is based on the principle that a creature's shape or form and its main parts can be represented by a continuous two-dimensional outline called the primary formline. Inside these primary lines are secondary lines representing animal body parts or decorative design elements.
All the Northwest Coast designs are done in that manner, and it's been going on for a long time. So it's something that's was been passed down one generation to the next, and is still with us here today, and it still works. And now I have an opportunity to pass on some of what I've learned to a whole new bunch of students to learn.
Shepherd, one of the Skagway students, said the class is great for anyone interested in art.
Oh, I'd highly recommend it. Wayne Price is actually good and calming to work with, and he not only just shows you how to draw, but he drums and sings for you and does all kinds of stuff.
Kinjo-Hisher says that for those who missed out on the July classes in Skagway, shouldn't worry.
We definitely plan on offering some type of, whether it's formline or maybe it's formline design on a paddle, something of that nature will be definitely be happening again.
Formline classes in Haines are scheduled through August. They are sponsored through the Chilkoot Indian Association. They take place Monday evenings at 6 p.m. at the public library.